Welcome to the Midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio with some live music, and we'll be hearing it from Andrew Dunlap and his accompanist, Wayne Wildman, both of whom were here, right, 14 months ago.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back.
Final Forte winner from 2013. It's always nice to check in with those fine musicians, every year or so to figure out how it's all working. And so what have you been doing since then, Andrew?
Well, I'm going to the Eastman School of Music.
Wonderful.
And I'm studying violin there, of course. And I'm studying under the tutelage of Professor Charles Castleman.
Very nice. And that's pretty much a full-time job?
I suppose so, yeah.
And what do you do in the summers, though, if it's not a 12-month gig, is it, at Eastman?
Right. Well, during the summers, I usually go to a summer institute to study more music, of course. I just can't get enough of it. And this last summer, I went to the quartet program, which is also run by Professor Charles Castleman. And there I study string quartets.
Because that, let's face it, that's an outlet for violins as well as violists and cellists.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a wonderful, wonderful camp.
And what do you think playing in string quartets does for you as a somebody who might be interested in a solo career?
Well, it's such complex music, and it requires such a complex approach to playing that there's so much crossover. You know, I find myself using string quartet techniques and things that I learned in string quartet rehearsals from, you know, while playing with sonatas, with piano, with, you know, even just solo things. Just chamber music has a way that you must interpret the music that has so much crossover to orchestra, solo, other chamber music. It's really wonderful.
So you get to play literally second fiddle in some of these string quartets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. And I've played a lot of new music this last year. So lots of contemporary music, which provides kind of a unique experience.
Do you feel that you have, I realize everybody today has to be, you know, a general practitioner before you can specialize. But do you feel that you have a kind of music that you gravitate toward?
You know, I'm always asked what my favorite piece is. And, you know, my favorite piece is whichever one I'm playing.
That's what authors say. It's, you know, my favorite book is the one I'm writing right now. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I have to be that involved in what I'm doing in the moment. So,
what piece have you been working on lately? Then that would be your favorite.
Well, I'm doing a recital out at Silver Lake College in Manitowoc at their new concert hall, Endres Hall. And I'm playing music by Brahms, Vitali, Bartok, just all sorts of different types of music.
That is quite a variety. And we're going to get a kind of a sneak preview of that today, I think, during the midday. Some of those names sounded familiar.
Hopefully.
Well, as long as you've mentioned Brahms, he did write, three violin sonatas?
Yep.
And this would be from the first one. And what about them makes you think of Brahms in particular?
Well, they're so dynamic. They're so expressive. They contain such a wide color palette, you know, that you need to be able to access to really do them justice. And this one is kind of nicknamed Rain Sonata. Because it's based off of his song Regenlied, or the motifs are. And I think that, you know, the song that, or the lyrics of the song that it's based off of are about reflecting on childhood. And I think that this piece has a certain element of nostalgia in it. And that's, you know, one thing that I try to access while playing this piece.
Here it is, and this will be the first movement of the Violin Sonata No. 1 in G minor by Brahms.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo, the first movement of the Violin Sonata No. 1 in G minor by Brahms, as played by my guest during the midday today, Andrew Dunlap, and his pianist is Wayne Wildman. Do you, Andrew, outgrow a violin? I mean, once you're an adult, do you find that a certain instrument kind of no longer quite serves you as fully as you would like and then move on to another one?
Well, there are different levels of instruments, of course, and you can get to a point where you outgrow an instrument. Of course, there comes a point where, you know, the instrument can never be outgrown, and it's just so great. And, you know, you look at Stradivariuses, and, you know, people use them their whole lives, so and they just always hold on to them because they're so great. It really, you know when to change if you feel like you've exceeded the color palette that the violin can give you.
And so your palette is expanding. So how many violins have you gone through then?
Well, this is my second full-size violin. So I love it. It's wonderful. It's made by Scott Slider. And it just offers so many things. And it's a contemporary instrument. So it was built quite recently and compared to older antique violins. And so in a sense, I'm kind of helping it grow up. And I'm giving it, you know, new sounds by playing it more.
Sure, because the violin, like any number of musical instruments, does improve with age.
Yes.
To a point for most of them. Wayne, I just wanted to ask you, you're sitting there so patiently at the piano. I know you play a lot of accompanying, but you do other things too, right, musically?
Right. I'm the music director of the Manitowoc Symphony Orchestra, and I'm also the music director of First United Lutheran Church. That's the largest parish in Sheboygan.
And how are things going with the Manitowoc
Things are going very, very well for the Manitowoc Symphony. We have a very exciting season of concerts coming up. And I should mention to the radio audience, another Manitowoc prodigy who we had a number of years ago, Garth Neustetter, also a violinist. This young man is actually living out in Los Angeles now. He's singing with the Los Angeles Opera and making an attempt to break in the business of being a film composer. And he actually already won an Emmy Award for music that he wrote for a public television special about the naturalist John Muir.
Oh, how good Wisconsin ties there.
Exactly. So, April the 18th of 2015, we're going to have Andrew and Garth together on one stage in Manitowoc. And the two of them are going to play the Bach Double Violin Concerto. And then the Manitowoc Symphony has also commissioned Garth to write a new concerto for two violins and orchestra that they will premiere at that concert.
Wow, that'll be a gala event in Manitowoc next year, next spring.
April of 2015.
We're going to be hearing more from Andrew Dunlap and Wayne Wildman and Claude Debussy, to be precise, right after this, here on Wisconsin Public Radio. The piano music of Claude Debussy seems to invite an unusually large number of transcriptions, and so many of them are just really lovely things to hear, and I can't think of a piece that has more of that potential than Clair de Lune, and you're going to render that now for violin and piano. Those lovely sounds, those melting sounds of Claude Debussy, the Clair de Lune transcription for violin and piano, coming to you live from our Buck studio with violinist Andrew Dunlap and pianist Wayne Wildman. Now, without further ado, if we may, we have this Chaconne by Vitali, as transcribed by Leopold Charlier.
Thank you.
one of those pieces must be fun to throw yourself into. Quite the production there, and a wonderful piece of passion in the Chacun by Vitali, as transcribed by Leopold Charliette and played by Andrew Dunlap and his pianist Wayne Wildman. And now we have work by Bach here. This is from, and Bach wrote some of the most gorgeous violin music too, although we don't necessarily think of it quite that way, but it's certainly true of this piece. The second violin sonata in A minor, and this is the third movement. And what stands out in it for you, Andrew?
Well, it's so tranquil. It kind of reminds me of a babbling brook because it has two parts to it. You're kind of playing almost a duet with yourself. You have a part that is a bass, kind of basso continuo, and then you have a melody that floats over the top of it.
That's a tall order. Here we go.
Thank you.
Third movement of the second violin sonata in A minor by Bach. And I think we have time for some contrast here. Maybe, four of the Romanian folk dances for violin and piano by Béla Bartók. It's great stuff, great stuff. And folk dances, you know, they're really not that far away at times from the kind of music you'd hear over here in a folk context, you know. I mean, you could almost verge a little into bluegrass with Bartók as a departure point. What's in store for you for the next year, Andrew? I know you're of course, at Eastman for a while yet.
Yep, I'll be returning to Eastman and continuing my studies with Professor Castleman.
And do you have, everybody asked you this, but do you have long-range plans? I mean, if you had your druthers today as a violinist, where would you go with it?
Well, I really want to do everything. I want to play orchestra music. I want to play film score music. I want to play chamber music. I want to play solo music. I want to teach just everything.
Do you have students now?
Yeah, I have two students right now.
Is it true that you learn things from your students?
Yeah. Oh, I've learned so much from teaching. It's incredible.
What kind of things do you learn other than, in some cases, gosh, I wish I weren't teaching today?
Well, you learn things like, gosh, I should be telling myself this more than I should be telling them this.
Uh-huh. It does bring out some of those things. So this recital that you're playing on August 2nd, that's at Silver Lake College, that's in Manitowoc,
yep,
7:30 p.m., and you'll be playing much the same that we've been enjoying today during the midday.
Yep, this music and more.
And is there, so then after that, what's the next piece then that you tackle? That you say, okay, this is a mountain that I want to scale?
Well, this next semester at school, I'll be studying the Sibelius Violin Concerto.
Oh, that's one of the big ones. So you're looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah.
And will you then be playing that with an orchestra at some point?
I'm not scheduled to yet, no.
So just with an accompanist, probably. Well, very many thanks for coming in and gracing our studio today, and we'll look forward to maybe another year you come back and we'll see what you're working on.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My guests have been Andrew Dunlap, violin, and his pianist, Wayne Wildman, both of whom seem to keep a very busy schedule of things going.